I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Last time on Calling Darkness.
Guys, look. It's a light. Quick, back up. Get against the wall. Give it space.
Hi, girls.
Holy shit.
What do you mean you lost it?
I'm telling you, I left it right here in my underwear drawer.
I'm your fairy godmother.
Really? Oh my god, yay!
No! What I can do is give you this.
God, the book.
Place book on floor and make circle around it with brick dust. Brick dust.
Here, just repeat the incantation exactly as it's written down.
Finn, we really should,
A wolf in sheep's clothing!
Guys, I really can't read what it says. The handwriting, I can't.
So? You're a priest! You should know that!
Oh, dear father.
Oh, no!
Everyone down!
I need to make a confession.
Wait. Isn't that our job?
Shut up, Gloria, not now.
Oh my god. Montgomery, you're bleeding.
What can possibly be so important right—
I'm not a real priest.
Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious, Phineas.
This isn't a teen sitcom, Montgomery. You don't just break up with Jesus. You mean all this time? All the cases we solved together. The exorcisms, the houses that we cleansed, the spirits that we spoke to. All of it was fake?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand.
Oh, come on, Phineas. Don't act like such a dipshit. None of those cases we worked on before were real. They were just freaks.
Can I still call you father?
That's just creepy, Gloria.
Let me eat your sins. You have so many. Let me eat them!
Montgomery, are you okay? Oh, for fuck's sake, speak to me.
I could use an ambulance, please. Will you hold my hand?
Montgomery.
What the fuck? Oh boy, the priest is dead. The priest isn't supposed to be dead. The priest wasn't supposed to be a fake priest either. How did I miss that? Oh god, I'm gonna catch so much shit for this. They can't blame me though, right? Honestly, I'm just tired. I haven't had a holiday for like, I don't know, let me see, like 700 years? What do they expect? Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. What to do? What to do? We can find a way through this. Let me work through this. I just have to move a few things around here, carry a few more over there. Maybe I can push this back to next Thursday. Shit! Hi! Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It wasn't supposed to... Okay. I get it. I really do. But you have to understand what I've been working with here. We're grossly understaffed and underfunded, and I mean, for a job of this size, I should be working with the... Really? That's all you're worried about at a time like this? Wait, what do you mean positive feedback loop? Don't try and patronize me with your baffle gag, young man. I was doing this job long before you even got wings. Oh, hey, guess what? You can take your positive feedback loop and stick it up your ass, Buster. I quit. I don't need this job anyway. Frapsticks. Ugh. Can't leave the girls to fend for themselves, can I? Ah! There's gotta be something I can do. Okay, think. Think. Come on, brain.
How could you do this, Montgomery? First you lie, and then you have to go and make it worse by dying? You couldn't even let me be mad at you? Why do you have to be such a dick?
Shut up, Phineas.
You wouldn't have come here if it weren't for me. Why did you come? You knew you couldn't do anything. Damn it, Montgomery. Damn it.
I swear to God, Phineas. You need to shut up. Right now.
I'm sorry, Montgomery.
Phineas, shut up. I don't want to hear your pathetic excuse for an apology now. It's too late. He's dead, isn't he?
It's been quiet for a bit. I think if we're going to get out, now's our chance. Come on.
Right. Finn, can you help me to the door? My foot's still fucked. Phineas!
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. Goodbye, Montgomery.
Where will we go?
The police? We have to report Montgomery's death, don't we?
We'll figure it out on the way. Let's just get out of here.
But what about the driveway? The quicksand? Remember when Gloria and Mariella tried to leave before?
I don't care! Let the ground swallow me up. But I'm not going to just sit around here anymore waiting for a fucking demon to come out and kill me. Look how well that's worked so far. I've had enough!
Right. Yeah. Okay, lead the way then.
Bridget, Gloria, get a move on. We need to...
No. No, I'm sorry, but I'm not having this. He was the only halfway decent bloke I've met in all my years, and I'm not losing him. Where the fuck is that bloody angel? She can bring him back. She can save him. I will not accept this. Do you hear me up there? I'm not having this.
I'm sorry, Gloria, but Montgomery's gone. We need to get out of here. We can come back later for his body, but right now we need to leave.
No! No, I won't leave him. Let me... At least let me try CPR or something. I can fix this. I know I can fix this.
Come on! Before the demon comes back!
All you lot ever do is think about yourselves. You don't care about Montgomery or me. You just want to save your own skins. This is why I don't have female friends.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Can we save the melodrama for after we're out of the house? Montgomery is dead! Of course we're thinking of us now! We can't do anything for him!
Gloria... Mariella, now is not the time to be arguing like this. Guys, please.
You've never cared about anyone. How could you know how I feel? How could any of you selfish bitches know? No one's ever loved you.
You think that lying bastard loved you? You knew him for like 10 minutes.
I don't want to leave him either, Gloria. But we can't help anymore.
Please, Gloria, just leave him and let's go.
Oh, guardian angel, we could use you right about now.
He would want us to go, Gloria.
You came here to help, didn't you, Phineas? To get us answers and to exorcise the demon? Phineas, the great liberator of women, the paranormal investigator extraordinaire. Don't worry, girls, I'll save you, you said. No, you don't need the police, you said. Trust me, I know what I'm doing, you said. But all you've done is make a fucking huge, monumental mess of everything. Why don't you finally do something fucking useful instead of farting around with brick dust and motion sensors and pointless whimsical rhetoric and fucking help me? Help Montgomery. He's your friend, you useless lump. Help us.
Gloria, I don't know. I tried. I can't. I can't help him anymore. And it's my fault. You don't think I know that?
Help him? How, Gloria? He's already burning in hell with all the other sinners, where he belongs.
Jesus, Bridget! That's a terrible thing to say.
What did you say?
Stop this, all of you, please.
You know it's true. It's too late for him. He was a liar. A thief. He took advantage of people's hardships and profited off their pain. He was a bit like you in that way, wasn't he? Religion is just another kind of drug, after all.
You need to be very careful about what you say next, Bridget.
But you're Catholic, Bridget.
Something's wrong.
So is the Pope, but that doesn't stop him from shielding kitty diddlers, does it? I'll just say 10 Hail Marys like a good little girl, and God will forgive me. God forgives all as long as they follow blindly.
No, wait, no. That's not Bridget. She wouldn't. That's the demon. He got to her. Don't listen to her, Gloria. She's possessed. She doesn't know what she's saying.
If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand.
Oh, she knows. For once, she's speaking from the heart. Aren't you, Bridget?
Oh, don't look so sad, Gloria. There's always a silver lining. At least now you can fuck Montgomery guilt-free.
What? What? Inappropriate.
I'm going to twist your fucking head off.
Whore! I always knew you were a whore!
Bitch! You've hated me since we met. You pathetic, whiny bitch!
Stop it! Get off her!
I'm gonna fucking get off
her.
I'm gonna tear your fucking tongue out and shove it down your throat. Finally, shut you up for good.
Wasn't killing one girl enough for you? It should have been you on the floor of that party.
Hold them apart, Phineas.
I can't get close enough. I think the demon's got to the both of them now.
Gloria, Bridget, you need to fight the demon, not each other.
Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies.
No, Gloria, stop scratching her eyes. Gloria.
I think Bridget just broke Gloria's nose.
The demon is using their grief and fear to control them. Damn it, where's that baton? We need to knock him out.
I don't think I can take much more blood. Oh, God. Did Bridget just spit out a tooth?
They had to put us down. Scrap them.
Come on, Bridget. You know you want to stay. It's not like you have anywhere else to go. No real home to return to. No one waiting to welcome you back. Nobody wants you, Bridget, and why would they? You're pathetic. You might as well remain with him.
No! She's trying to push her over the banister. Somebody do something!
Hey, get away from the railing. No. Get away from the railing!
If you miss the priest so much,
why don't you just go fucking join him? The two of you can burn together. Burn!
No! Get away!
You guys, the railing!
I'm going to break the banister!
Where is my niece?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Uncle Ned?
No!
No!
Oh my god, no!
Ashes! Ashes! We all fall down!
No, no, no!
Uncle Ned, you, how?
Don't worry about that now. Someone call an ambulance!
Ned, if only we could.
Ned!
That's right, I'm here. I'm here, it's okay.
It hurts. I'm scared.
Let's pray together. That always makes you feel better, doesn't it? Our Father, who art... Come on, Bridget, say it with me. Our Father...
Who art... in...
heaven.
Am I dying?
No. No.
Do you think they'll miss me, Uncle Ned? Mom and... Daddy?
Bridget? Bridget! Come on, sweetheart, look at me. Bridget? No.
Gloria? Gloria!
Oh, God, no. No, Gloria, come on, not you too. You can't die too. I won't allow it, do you hear me?
Oh, Finn, what happened? I don't understand what happened. Look at her! Look at Bridget! Why is this happening to us?
I never meant... I just wanted to get away. Start a new life. I didn't mean... Oh, fuck.
We know. Try not to talk. You'll make it worse.
This is all my fault.
At least I'm finally getting what I deserve. I guess...
No, don't say that. Nobody blames you. None of this is your fault.
I don't. I can't. At least George can't find me now.
Gloria? Gloria!
Cassie, stop. Put her down. She's gone. Bridget, too. They're both gone. I failed.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
I should have stopped this. How did I miss so much? I was supposed to be watching over them. I was supposed to report any unusual activity to the Guardian Department, but I missed it. I missed it all. The fake priest, just how strong the demon had become, and now the girls, Bridget and Gloria. What was I doing? What was I thinking? Fuck!
Well, isn't this unfortunate?
Where did you come from?
What the fuck is happening?
Who the fuck are you?
Show some respect to your lord. Kneel. Look at this mess. Nasty, filthy girls. I told you I wouldn't be cleaning up after you.
Oh, Mrs. Morwood, your excitement is infectious, my dear.
If you two are quite done.
I beg your pardon.
So sorry, my lord.
You? You're the demon? I'll kill you, you bastard!
Finn,
you
no! No! Stop!
Did the demon just flick his wrist and send Phineas flying across the room?
Yeah, Phineas!
No need to be so hasty, Miss Waters. Why don't you stay where you are? We don't want you to end up like your beloved cousin, do we? I've only just arrived. We still have so much more fun yet to have.
You monster. I'll...
Cassie, no!
Could really use that fucking angel right about now. Hello? Hello up there? Hey, angel tits! Wanna help us at any point?
Put me down! I'm gonna claw your face off! I'm gonna make you wear your ass as a hat! I'm gonna...
Such vile language.
I do like her spirit. It reminds me of...
Mr. Morwood.
I was going to say it reminds me of you, my dear.
Cassie, hey, put her down.
I've always been so fond of mortals. So small, so fragile. With all the ego of Yahweh. You in particular, Miss Waters. The fire in you is not heaven sent. You know that, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah?
How dare you! How dare you spit into the face of our lord! Give her to me, my lord. I will take care of this wretched creature. I'll make her pay.
You do grow tiresome, Mrs. Morwood. All of that screeching.
Oh, my butt. That fucker dropped me.
My lord?
I had need of you once, but now... I find that I no longer require your services. Not with so many others ripe to take your place. Your sins no longer satisfy me.
But you can't... You...
Farewell, Mrs. Morwood.
Ah! Holy fuck. He just turned her into a pile of sand.
Mrs. Morwood.
My love.
Have no fear, my good man. Death shall not part you. May you meet again in hell. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Goodbye, dear Morwoods. Alas, we cannot mourn forever. Life does go on. So now, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of my mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice in place of those who came before you.
Well, and all who takes refuge in you be glad. Them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you.
Oh, you're still here? How rude of me. I almost forgot about you, father. What a quaint little trick my angelic sister used to draw you here, appearing in your dreams under the guise of your sweet niece to beg for your aid. Old school, but effective, it seems.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
You speak with conviction, father, and for that I admire you, a true man of the cloth, not like Montgomery. You know, this could be a good learning opportunity. My own priest could probably learn something from you.
What does he mean? His own priest?
I don't know.
Montgomery?
Oh. Oh no.
Up you get, Montgomery. I am the resurrection and the life and all that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's getting up. Oh my God. Oh fuck.
What?
Ah, there you go. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
He's alive.
Where am I?
Holy shit, he's done a Morwood. He's a fucking zombie, guys.
What devilry is this?
Montgomery? But I saw you die.
We never really die. We who are loved by him. Thank you, my lord, for waking me from my sleep.
Well, I must say, some gratitude is long overdue. Are you ready to serve?
Oh, I am, my lord. I'm more than ready. In fact, I'm dying to get my hands dirty.
And what about your girlfriend, oh dearest Monty? What about Gloria? What say we wake her up too? And the delightful Bridget. I'm sure they'll be happy to serve.
Oh, I'm sure they will, Master. I'm sure.
Over my dead body, Timon. Leave my niece alone.
Don't you fucking touch them.
Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Don't you get near them.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. No. Nuh-uh. Not on my watch. Not my girls. Now is the time. You've got one shot. It's going to take everything I got. I haven't even filled out the proper forms. Oh, fuck the paperwork. It is time to get my fucking angel on.
Bridget. Gloria. Rise and shine, girl.
Gloria. Come on, sweetie. Wake up.
Don't. Stop! Please stop! They don't deserve this! Just let them rest in peace!
Get away from my niece!
He's gonna Morwood them! He's gonna fucking Morwood Bridge and Gloria!
Where the fuck is our guardian angel?
I wouldn't rely on her if I were you. Come on, girls. Rise. Rise.
Look! What's the door? The door, it's her! She's back! I knew she'd come back!
Get the fuck away from my girls, you bitch!
Oh.
No. Oh my God, it's her! It's her! Finally! The light! The light, it's so bright! I can't see!
They're mine!
No! Gloria is mine!
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Their souls and sins are mine!
He's throwing fireballs! Look at my wall!
You will not take my girl.
The priest, Montgomery, silence him.
Sigurd and Terra and Rainham.
Even with your devout helper,
cannot defeat me! Your power wanes! I can feel it slipping away, sister! You, who were not summoned or sent, cannot remain on this mortal coil much longer! There is naught you can do but what? Ah, you hear that, don't you? My followers approach. How they will love to see the fall of one so righteous!
Followers? What is he talking about?
My niece, holy servant, please save her soul before it's too late.
The living still have a chance, but the dead. Any victory you claim today will be short-lived. The stewards of heaven will rain down upon you with such fury and...
You know this is why we don't call up more often, don't you? You lot just love the sound of your own voices far too much.
Fine. Keep it short and sweet.
I'm taking these two with me, so stick this in your fuck trumpet and play a tune for the devil, bitch!
Richard and Gloria.
They're floating. All that light. She's... The angel is taking them with her.
Yes! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord! My niece is saved. Thank you.
They're gone. The angel took Bridget and Gloria. Why didn't she take us?
Can you... Does anyone else smell smoke?
Guys, my house is on fire. Great. Fantastic. We can all roast to death. Come on, we have to go now.
Someone help me with Finn. He's barely conscious.
Hurry, my boy. Up you come.
You can't leave. My master is not finished with you yet.
Oh, let them go, Montgomery.
Wait, no. Something's wrong. He won't just let us leave. Stop! Come back!
Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing?
You mean a bunch of hooded figures standing in a circle around the house? Yeah.
Well, shit, guys, it looks like a cult.
Hurry, to my car.
Wait, I forgot my jacket. Give me a minute, I need to go back inside for it.
I don't think now is the time for that, Finn. The house is on fire, there's a cult, priorities.
Oh, but it's my favorite.
Guys, they're coming towards us, the freaky cult people.
Hey, who are you? Have a go.
Nadia, they're in that house and they have Nadia.
Don't make such a fuss, Nadia.
Put her in Oscar, Gius, and James. Sigurd and Tara and Rainham Tomb.
No need for prayers now, Father. Save your breath. You'll need it for the road ahead. Welcome, my children. Long have I heard your voices calling to me. I answer you now. Come. Come! Your time of hiding is at an end. Gather, and let us usher in a new age. A dark age. My age!
Get your hands off of me! Get your fucking hands off me!
Go.
Oh my God, let me go! What the fuck?
Let me go!
Stop! Stop! Where are you taking us? Where?
My house! My house!
Gloria? Is that you? Where are we?
Bridget? What the f... Where? Where the fuck are we?
I don't remember anything after Montgomery died.
Nor do I. Why is everything so quiet? And why do I ache so much? My nose is really sore.
Yeah, so is my tooth. Ow. Wait, what's that?
What?
That, over there. It looks like a note by your foot.
Dear Bridget and Gloria, you are dead. Sorry about that. I saved your souls and brought you here. Please wait until I come and get you. P.S. You are welcome. P.P.S. Don't touch anything. P.P.P.S. I mean it.
Huh? We're dead? Oh, that kind of sucks. Guess this is limbo then or something.
Well, shit. Oh, wait. Oh, God. Do you mean I have to wait here with you indefinitely?
Looks that way, yeah. Guess we better think of something to talk about. You know, pass the time. Something tells me limbo can get real boring real fast.
You know you're like my least favorite person after the demon, don't you?
The feeling's mutual, Gloria.
So, why don't you tell me about yourself, Bridge? I feel like we have a lot of time to kill. May as well get to know each other, eh?
No making fun of my keepsakes. Promise?
I promise. No vibrator jokes either.
Fine. So, what do you want to know? Wait. Look over there. Is that... Oh my God, is that thing's jacket?
Well, folks, that's me. Done. I'm out. Finito. I did my best in the end. And that's more than most of us can say, right? I mean, I can't deny that it's been fun in its own way. I mean, sometimes I feel like whoever's writing all this nonsense is three sheets to the wind, if you know what I'm saying. Do they even know where all this is going? Honestly, I'm convinced they're just winging the whole thing, but yeah, overall, fun. And with that, I guess, I'm off duty now. Once you quit the ministry, you can't just walk back in, but that's okay. Bridge and Gloria are safe, for now. And the other girls, well, they've got Finn and Ned to keep them alive for a little bit longer until I can sort out a replacement. Just hope that freaky cult doesn't get too freaky on them. But, you know, like I said, not my problem for now. In the meantime, I should probably finish by saying...
Oh, come on! Are you serious? You're gonna cut me off on my final monologue? Are you for real? Do you really think these recurring jokes are funny or something? They're not. They're lame. They suck ass. I deserve my moment. I deserve my moment. Damn it! Until we meet again, guys. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Calling Darkness, an Audio Drama Queens production. The voice of our narrator is played by Kate Siegel. Bridget is played by S.H. Cooper. Gloria by Gemma Amor. Cassie by Alison Brandt. Mariella by Victoria Juan. Annabelle by Desdemona Howard. And Nadia by Charlotte Norup. Phineas and Father Montgomery are played by Dan Zapula and Owen McEwen respectively. And Mr. and Mrs. Morwood are played by Aaron B. Lillis and David Cummings. Uncle Ned is played by Justin McCarthy. Last, but by no means least, our demon overlord is played by Graham Rowett. The cult is played by our entire production crew. This episode was written by Gemma Amor and S.H. Cooper, produced by Christina Manente and Holly Ritchie, with music by Amy Balcom and Brandon Boone, and intro and outro themes by Brandon Boone. Special thanks to our executive producers, David Cummings and Alex Aldea, and our community manager, Brooks Bigley. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew, or go to callingdarknesspodcast.libsyn.com. Find us on Twitter at callingpodcast or on Facebook. You can also support us on Patreon
at www.patreon.com/audiodramaqueens. Every little helps, and every little allows us to keep making this podcast, and hopefully many more to come. Thank you for listening. Tune in, at some point, for season 2.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.